We are counting down the top truths you have heard in the Moments of Meditation broadcast in 2025. First on the list, the Bible is the Word of God. Next, the law, one of the two great teachings of the Bible, accuses us of sin so that we may hear the gospel. Today we are looking at the name of Jesus, bestowed on him when he was circumcised. If our actions are the cause of our condemnation, then one would think the mark of the Jewish religion would be on the hand, or tongue, or foot, the various body parts which are active in sin. Yet God chose to show that we are corrupt from the beginning. As David said, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." The sinless Son of God, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, had no need for circumcision. On the eighth day of his life, he was willingly placed under the law so he could fulfill it on our behalf. As the first drops of blood were spilled for our redemption, Jesus took upon himself our sinful nature so that he could give to us the forgiveness of sins. On that day, Mary and Joseph bestowed upon him the name proclaimed by the angels, Jesus. In the Hebrew, means, "The Lord is our salvation." His name, therefore, tells us who he is, the Son of God, and why he was born, to save us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. May our Lord strengthen you in faith that Jesus is your Redeemer, and that in him you have life everlasting. Happy New Year. Amen.